This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Trump spent Thursday taking a victory lap after his impeachment trial acquittal, and it started at an unlikely place. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
At the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Harvard professor Arthur Brooks reminded the crowd of what Jesus said about your enemies.
Love them.
And political opponents.
They're not stupid and they're not evil.
The president sat near Brooks and disagreed.
I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say.
He stunned the crowd by ripping the impeachment process and those behind it.
Some very dishonest and corrupt people,
including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, four seats away. Here at the White House later, the president did call his opponents evil and scum and sleazebags, among other things. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the result of Monday's Iowa caucuses. AP's Jackie Quinn reports it comes just days before the first primary in the nation in New Hampshire.
Days after Iowa voters participated, not all the results are in, and those that are apparently contain some errors and miscalculations. The state Democratic Party is blaming a new computer app, and the head of the national party is calling for a re-canvass. A lengthy process of recalculating math worksheets from more than 1,600 caucus sites. The Associated Press doesn't have the data needed to call a winner, and both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are declaring themselves the victors. This caucus chaos is depriving candidates of bragging rights in the nation's first presidential contest of the year. New Hampshire votes next Tuesday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.